catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Well, welcome in, everyone. Episode number 153 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. I've had several of you reach out and ask how the surprise went from last week, so if you don't know what I'm talking about the surprise last week, you need to go back and listen to episode 152, because I tell you about the surprise. But anyway, met my dad and my mom in Hilton Head for a few days this past week and surprised them. My dad had retired, and so we had a great time, played some golf, hung out quite a bit, and just had fun, ate some good food, a lot of good seafood, and listened to some music, a lot of the things that I just love to do. So we had a good time. If there's something that you've got on your heart or on your mind that you think you should do with someone, or you kind of want to do with someone, but you haven't done it, this is my little encouragement for you to just do it. And don't worry about the money. Don't worry about the time or time off. Just figure out a way to do it and go do it. And that was a great segue into this week's topic, how to be more connected to your spouse, or how to be more connected to your fill-in-the-blank, girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. How to be more connected, because I think that's one of the things that we all want, right? We all want more connection with our significant other, and part of it is to be, right, very intentional about being connected and about doing things and about having experiences and sharing that experience with your loved one and making those memories, right? Experiences last. And if you can have experiences that last, then that really, really helps you build connection, right? Think about some of the moments that have been the most cherished for you over your lifetime. I would guess that a lot of those have been shared moments with someone you love. Sometimes we have experiences by ourselves, but for the most part, those memories that come up and those things that we like to dwell on from our past are things that we share with others. So here are a few things. I give you, some kind of relationship advice or thoughts from time to time. And these are a little new, so hopefully they're a little different than what you've heard before, and they're things that if you're struggling in your marriage or in your relationship right now, that you can apply or at least think about some of these. And if it's going well, then this is a great time to double down and really say, you know what, I can take these three things and just continue to make sure that my relationship is going in the right direction. So here's number one, right? That you get to decide that you can do, and you get to decide how you want to show up for yourself and for your spouse. So number one, you're not entitled to anything from them. You're not entitled to anything from them. So I'm not entitled to anything from my spouse, but I want to be her biggest cheerleader. I want to be their biggest support system. I want to be the one that loves them more than anyone else. So think about your current relationship. Think about the state of your current relationship. Think about how you think about your spouse. And ask yourself, do you feel like you are entitled to something from them? Is there something that they need to do or need to give you each day in order for you to be happy? And if there is, or if a list came up in your head, you need to really think about this, because you're really not entitled to anything from them, because they get to be their own person, right? They get to be their own person, just like you get to be your own person. But are you being their biggest fan? Are you being their biggest cheerleader? Are you being the type of person that you would want to be married to? Some days I'm not, just to be honest with you. Some days I am, but some days I'm not. Some days I'm really not very good at this. But if you want to build a deeper connection, this is one thing to really look at in your own life. Right? And it's not that you're going to tell her, oh, go listen to this podcast. This is what you needed. No, no, no. This is about you. Okay, let her do her own thing. Okay, let him do his own thing. This is about you. But if you will, I will tell you this, if you start to be their biggest cheerleader, if you start to be their support system, if you start to be the one that loves them more than anyone else, then guess what? You're going to see a difference in your relationship. You will. You'll see a difference in your relationship. They will notice. Don't tell them. Just start appreciating them more. Just start doing things more for them, right? Start opening doors for them. Start being nice, right? Stop expecting things, and you will see a difference. All right, which leads us into number two. My expectations of what they should or shouldn't be doing usually only create disconnection. Isn't that true? My expectations of what they should or shouldn't be doing, you should be doing this, you shouldn't be doing this, usually only create disconnection. Expectations are resentments waiting to happen. Somebody write that down. Expectations are resentments waiting to happen. I've talked about expectations before, right? I don't think I've ever said it in that way. Expectations are resentments waiting to happen. You start expecting something from your spouse, you're going to start resenting them the moment they don't give you what you expect. You expect them to cook, they don't cook. You're hungry, right? And then you start resenting that. They don't take out garbage the way you want them to take out. This is especially for one of my clients right here. They don't wash dishes in the correct amount of time that you think they should wash dishes, right? It can build up resentment if you're not careful, because you have those expectations just because they're your expectations.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Don't mean they're good expectations for your relationship, and don't mean they're good expectations for your spouse. So acknowledge that they're their own person, and they get to live according to their own values and conscience. Right? They get to live according to their own values and conscience. I think thoughts, how big is this? I think thoughts that connect me to them. The more connecting thoughts you think, the more connected you're going to feel. The more disconnected thoughts you think, you got it. You are a smart audience. The more disconnected you're going to feel. Your expectations, for some of you, are killing your relationship. They're killing your relationship with your spouse. They're killing it. So write down, what do you expect from your spouse? And when that answer is truly, I don't expect anything from them, then you're getting somewhere. Now, does that mean you can't ask? Of course not. Does that mean you can't request? Of course not. But when you expect it in a demanding sort of way, and most of the time, remember, we don't tell them our expectations. We keep those to ourselves, right? You are going to build and breed resentment and disconnection, right? Here's another. I take ownership of how I experience my relationship with my spouse. I take ownership of how I experience my relationship with my spouse. My thoughts about them cause me to feel love and connection or not, right? I've learned that in some ways the hard way, because when I blame them for how I'm experiencing our relationship, I make myself a victim, and that never fosters true love and connection. When you live in a victim mentality, you will feel like a victim. You will build that chasm between you two. You will. So begin to take ownership of how you experience your relationship with them, right? How do you experience that relationship with your spouse? How do you think about your spouse each day? How do you think about your loved one each day? Do you think, oh, they're an idiot? Do you think, oh, they're not very smart? Do you think, oh, I can't believe they keep doing that? Oh, they don't respect me? Oh, they disrespect me? Oh, they can't love me? Oh, they don't love me anymore? I mean, right? Do any of those thoughts serve you well? Of course they don't. Of course they don't. But when you start to take ownership of your own experience and your own thoughts about yourself and about them, then your relationship changes. Your relationship gets better. And one key moment here too, because I know some of you struggle with this. If you will realize that having your own life is more important than trying to live your life through your spouse or trying to control your spouse, they're not responsible for your emotional well-being. You are. Codependency with your spouse is not good. So you should make yourself as emotionally well and resilient as possible so you don't burden them with that job. Hear that again. Codependence with your spouse is not healthy. It's not good. So make yourself as emotionally well and resilient as you can so you don't burden them with that job. You are ultimately responsible for you. Now you say, oh, I want to take care of my spouse and I want to. Yeah, of course you do. And you should do that. But not from a codependent standpoint, not from a controlling standpoint. You have discussion and conversation about, hey, what do you need? What are your needs? How can I help you with those? And there are going to be times where you're going to have to say, you know what? That's not my responsibility. That's your responsibility. Just like the thing that you really think you want or need might be your responsibility. And sometimes that's hard. Sometimes that's hard. But it will build connection with your spouse. So here you go in review. I'm not entitled to anything from them, but I want to be their biggest cheerleader. My expectations of what they should or shouldn't be doing usually create disconnection. Notice those expectations. Expectations are resentments waiting to happen. I take ownership of how I experience my relationship with my spouse. I take ownership, my thoughts, my feelings. And then realize that having your own life inspires you to keep them from living or you living vicariously through them. Get rid of the codependency. That's what I've got for you this week. So if you're struggling, right, think about some of these things. Really dwell on them. Ask yourself and be truthful. Use that little trick that I tell you. Am I dropping my expectations or do I have expectations? Really? Really, do I? Be honest with yourself. And if you do, it's okay. Don't judge yourself. Don't blame yourself. Don't critique yourself. Don't be mean to yourself. Love yourself and love yourself through it. And begin to make some changes to where you are, in fact, your spouse's greatest cheerleader. If I can help you this week, reach out to me. DrDarrenWilson@gmail.com. Go to DrDarrenWilson.com and let me know what you need. Can't wait to see you back here next week, everyone. Take care. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, DrDarrenWilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, DrDarrenWilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.